So today I want to talk about something that comes up in almost every conversation I have with founders. And it's this idea of scaling to consistent £100,000 months. Now notice the word I use there, consistent, because a lot of founders have actually had a £100,000 month. They've had a big launch, they've had a viral moment, they've had a great quarter, but what they haven't built yet is stability at that level. And that's a completely different game. Now, let me tell you a quick story. A while ago, I was working with a female founder inside our agency, Enigma Wealth Global, and she came into one of our strategy sessions and she said something that honestly made me smile because I hear it all the time. She said, "Dawn, I know £100,000 months are possible because I've done one, but I have absolutely no idea how it happened." And I said, "Well, that's both impressive and slightly terrifying, because if you don't know how something happened, you can't repeat it. And repeatability is the difference between luck and scale." Now, what had actually happened in her case was pretty common. She'd had a brilliant launch, lots of energy, lots of excitement, lots of urgency, and the revenue spike was incredible. But then the next month, things drop back down again. And that's when founders start asking the wrong question. They say, "How do I hit another £100,000 month?" But that's not the right question. And the right question is, how do I architect a business that produces £100,000 months predictably? Because one is an event, the other is a system. And this is something I've spent the last 25 years helping founders figure out. Because scaling revenue consistently is actually far less about hustle and far more about architecture. And this is where founders are often surprised by what we look at first when they come into our world. Most people expect me to start with marketing, funnels, ads, lead generation. And yes, those things matter. But interestingly, they're rarely the first thing that needs fixing. The first thing we usually look at is the business model. Because if your business model cannot structurally support £100,000 months, no amount of marketing will save it. You'll simply be pushing water uphill. Now, let me give you a simple example. If your average client value is £1,000, you need 100 clients every month to hit £100,000, which means a huge sales operation, a huge marketing engine, and probably a huge headache. But if your average client value is £10,000, you need 10 clients. And if your average client value is £25,000, you need 4. And suddenly the business becomes very different. This is why when founders come into our advisory work, we spend a lot of time looking at offer architecture. Because scaling revenue isn't about adding more random offers. And it's about designing a profit ladder. And I often say to founders, you don't need more offers, you need the right offers in the right sequence. So people enter your world at one level, build trust, experience results, and naturally ascend into higher value engagements. Now, the second thing we look at is predictability, because inconsistent businesses rely on adrenaline. Predictable businesses rely on systems. And I remember saying to this founder, right now, your business is operating on energy. You know the kind of business where everything spikes when you're visible and everything slows down when you're not? That's what I call founder-powered revenue. And it works until it doesn't. Because eventually founders get tired, or they want time off, or they want to work on bigger strategic projects. And the business needs to operate without that constant personal push. So what we build instead are revenue engines, client acquisition systems, partner channels, licensing opportunities, strategic collaborations, all the things that create consistent deal flow rather than sporadic spikes. Now, the third piece, and honestly, this one is the most underestimated, is team and infrastructure. Because here's the uncomfortable truth. You cannot run a £100,000 month business with £20,000 month infrastructure. And what I mean by that is systems, processes, delegation, and leadership capacity. When founders start scaling, they often hit this invisible ceiling. And it's not because the demand isn't there. It's because the business can't operationally hold that level of demand yet. Emails start piling up, delivery gets messy, marketing becomes inconsistent, the founder becomes the bottleneck, and suddenly growth feels stressful instead of exciting. Which is why inside our infrastructure division at Enigma Wealth Global, we step in almost like a strategic COO and CMO combined. We help founders design the strategy, but we also help their teams actually implement it. Because strategy without execution is just a very expensive brainstorming session. And this is something I wish more founders understood earlier. Scaling is not just about ambition, it's about capacity. Your systems need capacity. Your team needs capacity. And most importantly, you as the CEO need capacity. Now, there's another layer to this as well, and it's psychological, because something very interesting happens when founders approach £100,000 months. Their identity starts stretching. The decisions get bigger. The risks get bigger. The visibility gets bigger. And subconsciously, the brain sometimes goes, wait, are we safe here? This is where psychodynamics comes into play, because if your identity still sees yourself as a £20,000 month founder, you'll unconsciously create conditions that return you there. Overcomplicating decisions, underpricing, over-delivering, and avoiding delegation, staying busy instead of strategic. But once a founder stabilizes their identity at that next level, everything starts to feel different. They start thinking like a CEO instead of a technician. They start making long-term moves instead of short-term fixes. They stop asking, how do I make money this month? And start asking, how do I build an asset that produces money every month? And that's when the shift happens, because consistent £100,000 months aren't built through heroic effort. They're built through elegant structure, right model, right offers, right revenue engines, right infrastructure, right leadership mindset. And when those things align, revenue stops feeling chaotic. It becomes rhythmic, predictable, scalable. Now, the founder I mentioned earlier, within months of restructuring her model and revenue systems, her business started doing something interesting. The spikes disappeared, and instead, the revenue line started looking beautifully steady, which is honestly my favorite thing to see, because that's when founders finally realize something. They're no longer chasing success. They've built a machine that produces it. So if you're listening to this episode and you're somewhere on that journey, maybe you've hit your first big month. Maybe you're hovering around £20,000, £30,000, or £50,000 months. Just remember this. The next level of revenue does not require more chaos. It requires more architecture, because scaling a business isn't about working harder. It's about designing a structure that works even when you're not. And that is how founders move from occasional wins to consistent £100,000 months and beyond. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Dawn of a New Era, The Billionaire Brain. And if this episode resonated with you, share it with another founder who's ready to stop chasing revenue and start engineering it.